Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Time for our weekly tech update with tech contributor Wong Kai from the Straits Times. Now, this week, we've seen panic buying across the globe, and online retailers have not been spared.
Well, Amazon is hiring an additional 100,000 employees in the US to meet the surge in demand from online shopping amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Well, the company is looking to add extra full-time and part-time positions for warehouse and delivery workers as well. Well, Kai, that's a huge number of workers. Where are they expecting to get those people from?
Yeah, I know, right, Bernard? It's a huge number. It's 100,000. It's like the size of a small island nation in the Pacific somewhere. It's a huge, huge number.
Burkina Faso or something.
Yeah, exactly. So Amazon is basically encouraging employees in other industries, you know, whose jobs were so-called lost or furloughed as the result of the coronavirus, to apply for these jobs in their warehouses or fulfillment centers, as Amazon calls them. So these numbers include members of the hospitality, restaurant, and travel industries that have been really, really hard hit by the coronavirus outbreak. Amazon says that, you know, it wants to welcome the people on their on its team until things return to normal, whenever that is, and the past employer is able to take them back. I guess that's a good gesture on Amazon's part to give such displaced workers at least, you know, something to earn the money and somewhere to at least work to support their family while things get back to normal.
Kai, hasn't Amazon been affected by the COVID-19 outbreak in the US? I mean, positively or negatively?
Well, positive or negative, exactly, depending on how you look at it. Because when people stay home, you know, they're going to need products, cough, toilet paper, cough.
Okay,
household staples, let's be fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the company has been hit with a wave of delivery delays, product shortages. So, basically, the continued spread of the coronavirus has meant that consumers increasingly relying on online retailers, as you know, as they avoid going outdoors, avoid mixing with people, you know, social distancing and all that. And even for Singapore, it's true as well. If you try and go online, you try and get a delivery slot with RedMart or Amazon Prime. I'm not sure if you've tried, but geez, it's incredibly hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're right.
So Amazon, in that same vein, is also trying to prioritize the stocking of household staples and medical supplies. And I'm pretty sure these are the two biggest categories it has to deal with during this surge in the coronavirus outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, they're trying to prioritize these two sets of products so that they can quickly receive, restock, and ship these products to customers who need it the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, keeping in track with the COVID-19 or the coronavirus outbreak, I mean, Israel's government is going to be keeping a very close eye on those in quarantine, we hear. I mean, in a sinister move, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approved new measures earlier this week to allow its spy agency to kind of track citizens with a virus through their cell phones to make sure that they are obeying strict quarantine rules. Well, this sounds incredibly like spying on your own citizens, Kai. How will they achieve this?
This is anyone's guess. I've been trying to find out exactly how they do it, but I've not been able to find any concrete examples, obviously. So I probably can guess. But first, Netanyahu has said, you know, quote, "We are at a war with an invisible enemy. It's the virus," he said. And he said, "We'll deploy measures we've only previously deployed against terrorists." He admitted that some of these measures would be invasive and infringe on the privacy of those affected. So he's not mincing his words here. They're definitely going all out for it, but to tackle a new sort of threat, which is the virus. So Netanyahu said, Israel's will use its arsenal of advanced digital spying tools to track people who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. So presumably, I'm assuming that it's going to track them, firstly, where the phone is located. So if you're at home, say, and your phone is elsewhere, then, okay, we might have a problem there.
Mm-hmm. Or you're supposed to be at home and the phone is elsewhere, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, I was just thinking how easy it would be to game this, right? Like, you put your phone at home and you can just go out.
That's true, too.
Hmm.
What are you saying, Kai? Okay, were these measures approved by the cabinet in any way, or did the prime minister just go rogue?
Well, yes, the cabinet approved it. He basically got approval from the cabinet and approved the new measures early on Tuesday that he was allowing the Israel Security Agency, also known as Shin Bet, to tap into the cell phones to monitor patients' movements. So yes, this is approved. Very strangely, I mean, considering how invasive such a procedure is, you would think that this would get somehow stopped or something. But this shows how far governments are willing to go in order to track those with the coronavirus and try and contain this increasingly desperate situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're tuned to Prime Time, Radio Money FM 89.3, and we're speaking to tech contributor Wong Kai Yee from the Straits Times. Well, getting back to more juicy tech tidbits.
Yeah.
Apple is reportedly planning to launch a new 5.5-inch entry-level iPhone that will presumably reuse the iPhone 8 Plus design, but with updated internal components. Now, with the word plus, does it mean that there will be like a smaller phone akin to like the iPhone 8?
And smaller to what?
Smaller is, Apple is basically planning to launch a new, this 5.5-inch entry-level iPhone. And also, it has been rumored for some time that Apple would release a 4.7-inch LCD phone. So a little bit smaller than this so-called plus version. And yes, there will be two versions apparently coming into the market quite soon, actually. So they're going to be basically the same as as the iPhones we have now. So Apple has always had the smaller one and the larger one, the Mac. So it stands to reason that this new so-called entry-level phone would follow in the same vein as what Apple is doing with its higher-end phones.
And what will these phones look like?
Good question. So Apple has a history of reusing past designs for their entry-level phones. So if you cast your minds back, I think it was, 5 or 6 years, maybe a little bit more than that, to the iPhone SE. When it came out, everyone was like, hey, isn't it just an iPhone 5?
This was slightly still squarish, I think.
Yeah, that squared-off, very brutalist sort of a design. Yeah, exactly. So Apple has reused the iPhone 5 design for the iPhone SE. So the new phones are going to look like the iPhone 8 Plus.
Home button return.
You know the ones with the home button?
Yes, yes.
That round thing at the bottom, yes.
Will that return is the big question as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a cost-saving measure, right? Apple doesn't need to develop a whole new design, yet at the same time, they're giving them a new phone. So same design, but with updated internals. Now, we don't know what the internals are yet at the moment, but we do know that the phone will be available in either 64 or 128 gigabytes of internal storage, and will come in grey, silver, or red.
Okay.
Well, any idea what the feedback is from people who've heard the news?
Well, you see, in the world of Android, in the dark side, so to speak,
the scoffing has started.
Yes.
I'm sure.
There have been much success in the sort of mid-range price segment. So, for example, anywhere from $400 to $500, even to $600, that's a really popular segment to be in. You have a huge load of phones. And I guess Apple is trying to capitalize on that popularity as well by releasing phones that are somewhat more affordable, shall we say.
No, are you saying Apple is now doing a monkey see, monkey do thing?
Yes. They are realizing that, hey, if we sell cheaper phones, we still could get some market share.
Masses, yeah.
Exactly. Sell to the masses.
Okay, Kai, before we let you go, you have a tech fact for us, a fun tech fact for us?
Yes, this one is a good one. So we all carry a phone with us, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm scared. You're making this sound ominous.
Yeah.
Aside from the five of us who carry pagers around. Yeah. Do you know that the phone is probably the dirtiest piece of tech that you own?
Yes. This we know. And OCD old people at Money FM 89.3, we carry wipes and such and such.
Perfect.
Screen wipers and even alcohol wipes to clean our phones every
perfect.
Day.
Perfect, exactly. My target audience.
Yes.
Both of you.
Thank you.
So actually, yes, that reference to alcohol wipes, that is exactly what you should use to clean your phone. And in a test done by the BBC, phones that were not clean versus phones that were clean, the cleaner phones had far fewer bacteria and dirt on them by an order of magnitude. And it's incredible what you can do just by cleaning your phone with a little bit of soap and water every day. And also, your hands are dirty, so keep them clean as well. Otherwise, you're just going to transfer the dirt back to your phone and start from square one.
At the risk of spoiling people's dinner, it is just almost 5:30. Dinner's coming up, but yeah, you will be surprised to know what sort of things linger on your cell phone or your smartphone.
People that we bring our phones to.
Bring it to the loo and yes.
Kai, you mentioned soap and water. Did you say that?
Yes, exactly. So using some abrasive chemicals in your phones is probably not advisable, is it not? So the best way to clean your phone is to have just a little bit of soap, just normal kitchen soap. Drop it onto a little bit of tissue or cloth. Mix it in
diluted,
a bit of water.
Okay.
Yeah, dilute it and with a little bit of water and just wipe your phone with it.
Might it not leave a soapy residue?
Then you can use the cloth and clean it up again.
Sounds good.
A little bit of water, yes, and clean it up again, and there you have it. You have a clean phone. I mean, those with waterproof phones, please do not dunk your phones into water. I cannot accept any responsibility for your phones being destroyed.
Tech contributor Wong Kai from The Straits Times. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.